ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother, I'm Muhammad. And today, I'm going to read to you an aphorism of Imam Ali from Nahjul Balagha. Before that, let's go ahead and listen to the Arabic words, and after that, I'm going to read you the English translation. Stay with us.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام وقيل له صف لنا العاقل فقال عليه السلام هو الذي يضع الشيء مواضعه فقيل فصف لنا الجاهل فقال قد فعلت.
It was said to Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam, describe the wise to us. And he said, the wise is one who places things in their proper positions. Then he was asked, describe the ignorant to us. And he said, I have already done so.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's an honor to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Dear friends, one of the profound lessons which we learn from the truly universal persona of Imam Ali is regarding this fact that the fountainhead and the source of theology in the Muslim world leads back to Imam Ali alayhi salam. So as far as theology beyond a doubt, Imam Ali is the founder of this science on which he has greatly elaborated. The compilation of Imam Ali's sermons and short sayings and letters by the name of Nahjul Balagha, the peak of eloquence, truly testifies to this fact that Imam Ali alayhi salam was a pioneer and a front runner in Islamic theology. Both Muslim and non-Muslim scholars, Shia and Sunni scholars, have attested to this fact that Imam Ali alayhi salam, his words, his statements on a whole variety of sciences was so excellent and superb that it can be said these are the words of someone who is greater than a human being. And according to some scholars, Sunni scholars as well, the words and statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam are second only to the words of the Holy Quran. Now, talking about theology, beyond a doubt, as we said, he is the founder of this science. Imam Ali used to speak about theology in his sermons and delivered them to the people, who in turn greatly benefited from these teachings and clarifications upon Islamic theology. Furthermore, scholars also referred to Imam Ali for solving their scientific and theological problems. And those who tried to learn this science from Imam Ali alayhi salam were namely four groups: the Mu'tazila, the Ash'ariya, the Shia, and the Khawarij. The attribution of Imam Ali to Shiaism is obvious and requires no explanation. But it is very interesting that the Mu'tazila, the Ash'ariya, and the Khawarij all either directly or indirectly link their theological schools of thought back to Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. And so, as per the consensus of Muslim and non-Muslim scholars, Shia and Sunni scholars, Imam Ali alayhi salam is the fountainhead of theology, truly a profound statement, a profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
You for the protection of the day when property will not avail, nor sons except he who comes with a heart free from evil. And I ask you for protection on the day when the unjust one will bite his hands, saying, "Oh, would that I had taken away with the messenger."
يَوْمَ يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ معهم فيؤخذ بالنواصي والأقدام.
And I ask you for protection on the day when the guilty shall be recognized by their marks, so they shall be seized by the forelocks and the feet.
وأسألك الأمان يوم لا يجزي والد عن ولده ولا مولود هو جاز عن والده شيئا إن وعد الله حق.
And I ask you for protection on the day when a father shall not give any satisfaction for his son, nor shall the child give any satisfaction for his father. Surely the promise of Allah is true.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
When a person of Bani Israel comes and says to him, your khilafah has been taken. The Prophet just died and they took your khilafah. Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions, he says, your forefathers before their feet had dried of salt water. When Musa went up to the mountains, you idolized a cow and you worshipped it. We Muslims are united in Tawheed. Our salah is intact. Our Quran is intact. Get away from me. Did he say, yes, join me. Yes, I want this. I want this power. I need this power. No. Any accusation is false. Once Imam Ali was stitching his shoes, there was no more room to stitch. And Salman comes to him and says, Amir al-Mu'mineen, tell me, give me some hidayah. He says, you see this shoe is more valuable to me than that seat, than that khilafah. It's more valuable to me. But I stand by it because Allah commanded me for that. I will protect it because Allah has given me that. It is mine. But it's not because I want power. It's because I need to save you. I need to give justice to you. Who's going to guide you? Who's going to give you justice? This is the power of Imam Ali alayhi salam. That when he says that to Maytham al-Tammar, that Maytham is killed because he says you can handle it. Some people can't handle it. That Imam Ali alayhi salam was on the death state. So people ask, how come Allah did not mention the name of Imam Ali in this surah? Or in this ayah, for example, إِنَّمَا وَلِيكُمُ اللَّهِ. When he says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Why not just say, وَأَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلِي بْنِ أَبِي طَالِبٍ. Why don't you mention this name? People ask. It is not in the spirit of the Quran. Look at the wisdom of Allah. Allah doesn't mention a single companion of the Prophet in the entire Quran except one. And his name was Zayd, who was his adopted son. And only strategically his name is mentioned. Why? All the companions, none of their names are mentioned. Because it's not the style of the Quran to be giving us stories with names. The Quran has remained silent for all the companions of the Prophet. Do you know why? Subhanallah. Look at the wisdom of the Quran. The Quran is a book of principles. It's not a book of stories. And if there is a story in it, it's because there's a principle behind it. Otherwise the Quran doesn't tell us. Even the Quran is silent about how many people were in the cave. Quran in Surah Al-Kahf, they say, you argue, there were 5 and 6 as a dog, 6 and 7. No, I'm not going to tell you. You say to Allah, why don't you tell me? Because Allah says, it's not important for you. I'll tell you only if it's important. And if numbers are given to you, it's important. You will find out later in time about this number. So Imam Ali's name is not mentioned because you and I have been commanded, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِي ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. The believers are the ones who believe in Allah and His Messenger. Through the Messenger, we get all the regulations.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.